Hare Krishna. Question from Rambhadrapriya Prabhu. In the Bhagavad Gita 13 chapter 24th verse, Krishna says, Yenem Vatti Purusham Prakritim Chagunaisa Sarvatha Vartamanopi Nasabhuyo Vijayate. He says, in this way, I have spoken about Prakriti, Purusha and Guna, and one who understands this will not take birth again. But we see that Krishna has, though spoken about Purusha and Prakriti, he has not spoken about the Gunas. So, why does he say that he has spoken about the Gunas? Answer, the Bhagavad Gita is a book that offers a devotional perspective of the different systems of thought that were present at that time. So for example, there was a conception of renunciation, jnana. And Krishna tells Arjuna that renunciation doesn't have to be of action. You can have renunciation in action also. So Krishna talks about how bhakti yoga is the culmination of jnana. So like that, there was a system of thought called Sankhya. In this history, in Indian history, there have been six systems of philosophy. One of them was Sankhya. Now, all these six systems were originally theistic, but over the centuries, as they were propagated, their devotional connection was lost. The understanding of how they were connected with the devotional conclusion that was lost. And Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita and Lord Kapila in the Bhagavatam revives that understanding or restores that understanding of that devotional connection. So now if we look at, so now the concept of Purusha, Prakriti, Guna, all this is integral to the Sankhya system of thought. And the Vedanta Acharyas, they have integrated various systems of thought in a Vedantic perspective. And the Vaishnava Acharyas have shown how Vedantic perspectives conclude in the Bhakti perspective. So now if we see directly between the 12th and the 13th chapters, there doesn't seem to be any immediate connection. So suddenly Arjuna asks question about Purusha and Prakriti at the end of the at the start of the 13th chapter, and Krishna starts answering. So essentially what is happening is that Arjuna has told in the 10th chapter that he accepts Krishna's supremacy. Param Brahma Param Dhamma and Sarva Meita Dhritam Manye. You are the supreme truth, I accept everything that you say. But afterwards, whatever he asks is for Lokahitam Nirva, for the illuminating others. That's why he asks first in the 10th chapter, Keshu Keshu Chabhaveshu, how can you be seen in material nature? The 11th chapter, he asks, can you show me the Vishwarupa? That is also Vishwarupa Upasana, was also one kind of Upasana that was happening at that time. 12th chapter, he asks about impersonal worship. And in 13th chapter, he asks about Sankhya. So, although he does not use the specific word Guna in his question, but the terms which is used, Purusha Prakriti, Kshetra Kshetrajna, Jnana Gheya, they are all terms which come from Sankhya. And so Krishna, when he answers, if we look at the overall chapter also, we can see that Krishna answers about Kshetra and Kshetrajna from verses around 2 to 7. Then 8 to 12 is Jnana. And then 13 to 18 is Gheya. And then from 19 onwards till around 26, actually till 24, 25, 26 is actually the process of disentangling Purusha from Prakriti. So we could say 19 to 26 is Purusha to Prakriti. Now 27 to 35 is like a surplus section. Krishna is telling something more than what Arjuna has asked. Krishna is saying how all this can be integrated together in one vision. Krishna uses the word Jnana Chakshu in the 35th verse, last verse of that chapter. Antaram Jnana Chakshusha, Bhuta Prakriti Moksham Cha, Ye Vidur Yanti Teparam. So one who can understand the difference between Kshetra and Kshetra, with Jnana Chakshu, that a person can be liberated. So essentially, Krishna does not restrict his answer to only the specific question that Arjuna is asking. Krishna addresses the thought system about which Arjuna is asking. And in that thought system, the concept of the gunas is integral. And when Krishna is saying over here, Yainam Vitti Purusham, Prakritim Cha Gunai Saha. So, now his emphasis is not on stating that he has told everything about Purusha and Prakriti. But essentially, there is Purusha, there is Prakriti, these two are realities, but they become entangled because of the gunas. So, in that sense, Purusha, when the question of Purusha and Prakriti is there, their relationship is also an implied question. And to understand that relationship, the concept of guna is there. So the role of guna in a seed form, Krishna says. So although it's not mentioned much, but purusha prakriti stohi bhumte prakriti jam gunan. This, our Acharya has described in 13.22, is the bija vakya for the tree of material existence which Krishna talks about in the 15th chapter. Like every tree comes from a seed. So the seed which leads to the urdhamula madashakam, the upside down tree of material existence, is this bhumte prakriti jam gunan, the desire to enjoy material nature. So that is gunan. So the modes are what cause the eternal spiritual being to want to enjoy temporary material things. And in that way, the gunas form the bond between Purusha and Prakriti. And so, Krishna talks about this process that I have talked about Purusha and Prakriti and the way they get bound, that is through the gunas. I have talked about this. And one who understands this, that person will become liberated from material existence. And yes, Krishna has not talked elaborately about the gunas. And that's why we will see at the end of this chapter, without any prompt, in the 14th chapter, Krishna starts off. And Krishna starts speaking about the gunas in the 14th chapter. So, if we look at the start of the 14th chapter itself, Krishna says about how Purusha and Prakriti come together. He says, Mama Yonir Mahat Brahma, Tasmin Garbham Dadhamyaham, Aham Bija Pradapate. 14.3 and 14.4, he says that it is he who injects souls in the womb of Prakriti. So, the gunas are implicit in any discussion about Purusha and Prakriti, because the gunas are what? Cause the bond between Purusha and Prakriti. And in that sense, Krishna has said that I have talked about the gunas also. Thank you. Hare Krishna.